Though hospitalized at Beth Israel and unable to speak due to a throat wound, the surviving suspect in the marathon bombing, Zahar Tsarnaev, is reportedly answering questions in writing. Whether he's cooperating with investigators is unknown. He's not been read his Miranda rights, which would inform him of the right to a lawyer and to not self-incriminate. Authorities insist that's legal under federal rules involving public safety. We spoke with noted Boston defense attorney and prominent civil rights lawyer Harvey Silverglate about this morning and asked if, in his view, investigators are within their legal bounds.
They're within their legal rights if this questioning occurs immediately after the arrest. The problem is that because of his medical condition, some time went by after he was arrested, and so the justification legally gets more and more tenuous as time goes by. In my view, they're already in that period when this tactic is legally very tenuous.
So from your point of view, the longer they question him or get him an appointed lawyer who can sit at his side, the dicier the legal situation?
Yes, because remember, the issue in Miranda is the admissibility of the answers. They actually can use against him anything that he says under this special category of public safety questioning, provided that that doesn't go on too long to be legally justifiable as a genuine emergency public safety measure.
Do you think it matters to federal authorities in this way? Maybe they don't need the statements that he's going to make without his Miranda rights being read to him, because perhaps they have plenty of physical evidence and photographic evidence of all those photographs and videos that we've seen, and I'm sure many that we haven't seen about what happened in relation to bombs being placed at the finish line of the marathon. Maybe they don't need the question and answers, and all they're looking for there is information in terms of the why and in terms of whether or not they had aid.
That all depends on what they're trying to charge him with. I think they probably do have enough information right now to charge him with some crimes, but if they're looking to charge him with a terrorist-related crime and perhaps seek the death penalty, then they might need something out of his own mouth or evidence that gets uncovered as a result of the questioning. And so I think maybe there is a extra motive behind this questioning, a more serious charge. Remember, Massachusetts doesn't have a death penalty, but the federal government does. But these federal charges are more complicated than state charges.
Many people find it hard to believe that someone who allegedly killed and injured so many people on Marathon Day deserves any rights, let alone Miranda rights. Why should he be?
Well, this is not the first horrendous case of violence in American history. I mean, we've had people who have tried to kill the President of the United States. We've had people who've tried to shoot from the galleries of Congress. We have had terrorist situations, domestic and foreign, and the legal system has proven fully capable of dealing with these. I really don't think there's that kind of problem.
I want to get your reaction to this. We know that some lawmakers up on Capitol Hill, including Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham, want him to be held as an enemy combatant and tried in that way before a military tribunal. What's your reaction to that?
Well, that is really grandstanding. The system that we have is perfectly capable of trying even the most heinous alleged terrorist. And the federal courts are completely competent to do this. This is the kind of grandstanding that really is a danger to American liberty. And they would be much better off leaving this to people who know what they're talking about.
Let me ask you one last question, Harvey. How would you imagine the defense team in this case will be able to work this case? And what's the goal? Is the goal simply to try and, at this point, save this guy's life, to try and save him from the death penalty, should authorities actually charge him with a federal death penalty case?
I've spoken to many criminal defense lawyers in town about this. I haven't had one person disagree with me that the goal of the defense lawyer here is going to be to save this person's life And that's going to be the strategy.
Harvey, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
My pleasure.
Boston civil rights lawyer and defense attorney Harvey Silverglate.